The Angelsee auf Flux FM und ihr schönes Stückchen I Worry. Auszug aus der aktuellen Platte Nordicy, die just erschienen ist am 2.2.2019, also am Samstag, den 2. Februar, wird die Band live spielen im Funkhaus in der Nalepastraße. Und jetzt sind schon drei Menschen bei mir im Studio, die die Band ausmachen. Der Chef der Kapelle, Rotem Bar Orista, Maya ist mit am Start und Uri, der die Klarinette schon vor sich hält, ist ebenfalls mit ins Studio gekommen. Wir quatschen ein bisschen über diese zweite Platte Nordicy, die bereits, wie gesagt, in den Läden steht. Wir quatschen über Aufnahmen ohne Clicktrack oder Metronome. Wir sprechen über die therapeutische Kraft des Komponierens und vieles, vieles mehr. Mit drei von sechs Menschen, die eigentlich die Band ausmachen. Shalom, welcome to Flux FM. Hello, the Angels, hey.
Hello.
Hi. They're answering in the choir already. A well-oiled machine, back on tour. The Angelsee. So how are you doing? Welcome to Flux FM. How are you doing today?
Thank you very much. Nice to be back.
Yes. So, you've visited us.
I think 3 years ago.
Yeah.
With Mayan, with another member.
All right.
Yeah, she got a day off today. So.
Oh, see.
You see? She has to do her shopping.
Okay. I was like, oh, what a social band. But it's just a capitalistic reason for her for a day off.
We're not like a social capitalist. We just try to get everything, you know?
Yeah, sure. Why not? So where are you coming from today? You're coming from Tel Aviv directly or?
We came yesterday.
Okay, cool.
We arrived. It wasn't sure because it was almost canceled because of the strike on Tegel.
Ah, yes, sure. There was
we arrived at the airport and they told us that, yes, no flight. So,
but you've made it.
In the end, we've made it. We just took a boat and and rode all the way.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
On that. So congratulations on Nordicy as well. Album number two. People always say it's a more difficult album because you have all the time in the world for the first one. And then it's like, oh, you got to write a second one and it's got to be out there in like 2 years or maybe even faster.
Yeah.
What I want to know, though, is because I know that you've worked on those songs for the first album on your own, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
Has that changed for the second album? Did you talk to the guys and girls in the band and ask them for help? Or is it still like a Rotem thing and they play along?
Even in the first album, we did a lot of the arrangements together.
Okay.
But with the second album, it's been more like, I've written the songs, but I've written the songs also a lot of the time when we were together, like in the van and we spoke about stuff, you know, mm-hmm. we've been in the backstage, sometimes in the soundcheck of the concert.
Mm-hmm.
And the arrangements really was a very specific kind of work. This time, really, my fantasy of how a band should work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were together for 2-3 months, every day, mm-hmm. every day from morning to evening, and we worked all together. Everybody was involved, and if 5 people liked something, and
okay,
one
cool.
person was like, "No, I don't," we started over.
Cool. That's democratic process, actually.
It's more consensus.
Yeah.
Huh? It's not even a majority.
No,
it's,
that's true.
If 5 people are happy, one person is not happy, we keep searching.
There's a veto happening.
And 6 people.
Yeah. You know?
So it was heartbreaking at times.
Yes.
But I think it's the main reason that I personally feel proud of what we've done because I hear this work.
You know that you can be proud of the result. Just because of the fact that you've written some of the stuff on tour, because normally when bands write stuff on tour, they come back with songs like "The Boys Are Back in Town," you know, or "On the Road Again."
I had one of these, and I just put it aside.
Thank you for that, Rotem. Thanks a lot. I'm really happy that you've not shied away from kicking that song off the album.
It has also banjo and ukulele, your favorite instruments.
See? So you felt that. You were like, I have a feeling that one day I'll go to Berlin again with the band and then there's going to be this guy who hates banjos and ukuleles. Let's just get rid of that song.
I'm actually usually the opposite of that. If I had known you hated banjo, I'd try to make something nice with banjo.
or something like a complete annoying album just made out of banjo and ukulele.
Just for you, just one copy and I send it to you.
There's this remix album of Nordicy. But the Nordicy title, let's just talk about that real quick again. That has to do with the fact that you've been touring endlessly like an Odyssey. And I was thinking about the play on words. Is it like the opposite of an odyssey because it's a nordicy? Or is it like an odyssey where you always nod and you always say yes?
It's not nod.
Okay.
It's no.
Okay.
It's no. But it doesn't mean that it's not an odyssey. It's just like, it's like a... it's both things, you know. You move, but you don't feel like moving. You're like in limbo.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. It's the hurry up and wait thing, right? The, the Rolling Stones, I think,
kind of
with that line. No, it's, I think that's really interesting. And I was like, Nodise is like a nice play on words as well. It's like for, you know, for improvisational theater people, they always have to say yes so that the improv works.
Yeah.
They're on a Nodise. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's listen to Mona Lisa, the single of the album. And after that, we can give away some tickets for the show on the 2nd of February.
Give as many as you want.
It's you can. I can give them to you if you want.
Oh.
So you can see your own show.
I wish.
No, we'll give away tickets right after the song, and we'll be listening to a live performance of The Angels, die hier zu dritt live spielen werden, mit Violine und Klarinette und Akustikgitarre. Ich freue mich schon sehr. The Angels, Mona Lisa. The Angels und Mona Lisa, ein weiterer Auszug aus der Nodise-Platte. Die zweite Platte von The Angels ist raus. Am 2. Februar 2019 spielt die Band im Funkhaus in voller Stärke. Es sind insgesamt 6 Menschen auf der Bühne, 3 Damen und 3 Herren und alles Multi-Instrumentalisten. Das finde ich sehr, sehr praktisch. I've read about the fact that all the guys and girls in the band are not just playing one instrument, they're all multi-instrumentalists, and that must be a great advantage. I mean, we've just talked about the solo in Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
And then we can realize that multi-instrumentalists have their borders too, right? They have their boundaries too. Sometimes it's hard for them.
Yeah, and yeah, like nobody plays the tuba, you know? And we're still looking for someone to play the tuba. No, but...
Berliners out there, if you play the tuba and you're ready to move to Tel Aviv.
I think Uri, you can also answer in German. Uri is the most
multi-instrumentalist
and he speaks
multilingual German. As well. Doch, du hast Quatsch gesagt, das ist schon mal gut.
Ich spreche kein Deutsch.
Kein bisschen.
Ah, liar. He's just shy.
He's shy. But he's good at his instrument, so...
He had many German girlfriends, you know.
Ah, that's why. Well, he doesn't even remember. What a heartless guy he is.
Heartless guy.
He seems so nice and like, did I have German girlfriends? I don't even remember. Nice, though. I can see why he had so many. I mean, he's a good-looking guy. And he plays the clarinet, which is a sexy kind of instrument, I think.
I think there is something in the air here.
Yeah.
Maybe we should leave
us some money. Now, before we listen to the live performance of one of your songs, I want to talk about the therapeutical value of music. Because, I mean, if you're down, if you're sad, if you're lost, you listen to music and it helps you get up again, right?
Also, you make music for the same reason.
Yeah, and that's where I'm heading with the question. If you let me finish the question, Rotem.
No. Okay, let me bite my tongue.
No, really, but you felt where I was going with the question. So how important is making music for you and your soul, your psyche? Because it feels as if you'd... probably lost without music.
Yeah, I think so. Really, I think so. And I still need it. That's the pathetic part of it, you know? That after all these years, I should have been cured by now and
why
okay.
Why can't you just be an accountant?
Yeah.
I wish, you know?
That's why you started with the music, right? To become an accountant in the end of the
in
day.
In the end, but the process is not finished yet. Maybe in a few years. So I'm still working on it. But really, it's that's what it is, you know? For me, it's the hardest... The harder I feel, like the tougher it is, the more I am dependent on music in a way that that makes music more pure for me, I guess.
What I find interesting is when you write music and when you write lyrics, something happens on a subconscious level, and then you finish a song, and then the song talks to you and tells you stories about yourself that you haven't told the song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that happen to you often?
Yeah, all the time. It's like dreaming. It's the same like dreaming. Like you wake up from a dream and you understand some stuff.
Because I've out of pure desperation, I've written a song like a few weeks ago, the first song for years, you know. I had a band in 2014. It was like we were doing a lot of stuff, but I didn't do anything. But I was so sad and desperate, like in the midst of December, that I wrote a song, finished the song, played it back to myself, and I was like, what? How does the song know about all these things? I haven't told the song. You know?
Yeah.
I really found that interesting, that so many things happen on the subconscious level.
Yeah. That's also the kind of writing that I'm looking for all the time. Because I feel when I write from my conscious mind, you know, it's never good. I don't know how to write good songs. I need to forget and then I write a good song. You know, I really don't know how.
Yeah. So it's another thing that I find interesting is about the people who are classically trained and they're writing songs, and sometimes their best songs are the songs where they forgot all about their education. You know, they're like, the chord progression is theoretically wrong, but it feels right. And it's, I'm crying all the time when I'm listening to the song. So something about the song must be cool and right. You know,
it connects to something. I don't remember whose quote it is, but there is a quote that says, poetry is a disruption. It's a disruption of the normal thinking, you know? And I think with music, it's the same, you know, a good piece of music is a disruption of the way that we are thinking that music is supposed to be, you know? There needs to be some.
There's so much magic still in music, right? That's. I mean, I've been around music forever. You know, I've been in bands. I talk about music all the time, and there's so much stuff that you cannot explain about music. That's what's fascinating for me.
All the best stuff. Yeah. I think.
Yeah. Why is the minor chord sad and the major chord not? Can you explain? No, nobody can.
Uwe? No. No. Okay. If Uwe doesn't know, then there is no answer.
Es Pythagoras.
But Pythagoras, maybe then, he knows, yeah.
Then you have this chord, you know, you have the...
Oh, the jazzy one.
Which is also, it's major and minor at the same time. It has both of them
and
inside.
Tall and ten and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking in. That's the kind of chord.
Yeah.
Chord. That's a kind of chord. Dean Martin always said chord. Now, before we fly away, let's listen to one of your songs. Which songs are you going to play live now?
We're going to play a Breakdown, a very special version.
Breakdown, very special version. The Angel Sea live auf Flux. Flux FM.
I'm on a breakdown. I'm afraid of your eyes, I'm afraid of your kisses. All the things that used to make me shine now bring me to pieces. My heart is clenched with a fist. I'm afraid of my own darkness and I can't help but stare right into it. But if somehow you don't leave me, I'll get myself much better, believe me. I have been running forever. Now what if I can just stay with you, stay? I'm on a breakdown. I drag myself in loops round and round through the dark side. While I come to you like a wounded old stray dog to scratch and bleed at your bedside. My heart is clenched in a fist, my own fist. But if somehow you don't leave me, I'll get myself much better, believe me. I have been running forever. Now what if I can just stay with you, stay? What if we make it together and let it cut in deeper and braver? I have been running forever. The demon never sleeps, but I'm still hanging in here. And as my insides crush, somehow I still get to make you laugh. You shine, and I pray to never hurt you, but I don't know if I'm your shelter or I'm a storm. If I'm your shelter or I'm a storm. Oh, this room is a loving, broken home. What if somehow you don't leave me? I'll get myself much better, believe me. I have been running forever. Now what if I can just stay with you, stay? What if we make it together? Running forever, the demon never sleeps, but I'm still hanging in here. I have been running forever.
Stadium applause for the Angels! Hey, come on, that was a great live version. And the clarinet and the bratsche, and they worked so well together. And I think the mics were adjusted right. I love the lyrics to the song.
Thank you.
Love the performance. You can come back, actually. Guys, I want to re-invite you to come back to this very show the next time you come to Berlin.
Thank you very much.
So where's this tour going to start tomorrow? You're going to do
Hannover.
Okay, cool. Good start. Then you're going to go all the way through Germany, and then you're going to come back on the 2nd of February to play at Funkhaus in der Leperstraße. Have you checked the venue? It's one of the craziest venues in Berlin. It's an old school studio. They have the best sounding rooms there. It's going to be an eargasm. You're going to have eargasms.
Wow.
Really? Yeah. I promise you.
There is a very good feeling for this concert.
Juicy ears. I'm sorry. I've just wrecked the whole thing. It was such a nice talk. And
Everybody shut their radios off. Like, nobody's listening anymore.
Oh, him again. That's what? Just, I don't know. Hi. There's kids all of a sudden. Yeah,
this is Peter.
Peter. Hello, Peter. Hier gucken gerade Babys rein. Babys von der Band. Bandbabies.
He's the band baby.
He's the band baby.
Since when he was 1.5 months old.
He's on tour with you?
Yes. He came to Germany. He was just a little packet like that. He came to the German winter 3 years ago.
Oh.
And now he's doing a comeback. It's Peter's comeback. That's this tour.
That's cool. No, Mama wants the kid to take things out of its mouth.
No, but it's a flute.
It's an instrument.
Ah,
it's a flute.
Okay.
She doesn't want him to be a musician. You know.
Don't play the flute. Anything but the flute.
You're gonna end like Uri. It's gonna be a bad fucking thing. I'm sorry. Wer in die Leperstraße möchte am 2. Februar, wer sich jetzt schon quasi frei nehmen kann für den 2. Februar, der kann uns jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wir verlosen Tickets für The Angels See am 2.2. im Funkhausener Leperstraße. Zu 6 wird er aufgetreten mit der kompletten Kapelle. You're gonna be 6 people on stage in der Leperstraße. It's gonna be the full band.
At least.
Nice. Maybe it's gonna grow until then.
Yeah, maybe we're gonna meet someone on the road, you know.
Yeah. Well, the Angels here are ready to meet someone, people out there. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wir verlosen Tickets fürs Konzert am 2.2. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you for the performance. We really enjoyed.
Yeah, me too. It was not just that I was like an actor or something pretending to like your music and your visit. It was good.
Oh, that's
I think we got along pretty well.
It's either good or you're a really good actor.
Well, think about that, Rotom. I'll see you soon, though. Yeah. You know where we live right now. Just visit us again, okay?
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.